Welcome to the first hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Hi, everyone. This is Tracy Pitcox welcoming you to a special edition of our Hits Radio program tonight. It's our Hillbilly Hits Christmas show, and we appreciate you being tuned in. During the next several hours, we're going to hear from some of the great legends of country music singing some of their greatest and beloved Christmas songs. People will also be telling some of their favorite Christmas memories as well during the program. So hope that you'll stick around for that as we remember some of the great legendary figures of our country music business. Most of all, we want to thank you very much for your support of traditional country music and the Hits Radio Show right here at KNEL. It is our wish and our prayer that you have a wonderful Christmas season, and that next year even will be even more prosperous for each and every one of you. So we hope you enjoy our special program tonight. And next week, of course, we'll be back for regular programming right here at KNEL. And on behalf of all of us at KNEL and the Hits Radio Show, we want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's kick off with one of the greatest of all time. Here's Gene Autry doing one called Rudolph, the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
That's exactly right. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Well, welcome this evening to a special edition of our Hillbilly Hits radio show tonight. It's Hillbilly Christmas is what we're calling it tonight, and we're going to be with you tonight till several great hours of great Christmas favorites coming to you this evening from KNEL FM 95.3. I'm Tracy Pitcox, and since it's so close to the holiday season, we've let our Hillbilly Hits gang off tonight. And so we're just going to play a lot of the great Christmas favorites
that I know that you'll definitely enjoy. And hope we come across maybe a favorite Christmas song of yours tonight. Gonna play all the greats, so George Jones and Ray Price and Farron Young and Ernest Tubb and Kitty Wells and so many other great artists that have recorded great Christmas music from our country music's past. So I hope you enjoy this very special edition of our program tonight. And of course, we're not taking requests, as this is just a special Christmas program tonight, but we'll be back next week to take all of your requests and dedications. We're going to kick things off with Miss Jeannie Seeley, a longtime member of the Grand Old Opry, and Oh Come All Ye Faithful.
Oh come all ye now.
while before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town, right to the traffic cop, and he only paused a moment when he heard him holler, stop. Frosty the snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday.
Thumpity-thump, thump, thumpity-thump, thump, look at Frosty go. Thumpity-thump, thump, thumpity-thump, thump, over the hills of snow.
Yeah, Miss Lynn Anderson for you there, and that's a great song called Frosty the Snowman. Another one of those great Christmas songs that I guess will live on forever and ever, certainly beyond you and I tonight. Well, we're celebrating a hillbilly Christmas tonight on KNEL FM 95.3, and I have asked some of my friends in the country music business to kind of tell me a little bit about some of their favorite Christmas memories from Christmas past. And we're going to start the evening off tonight with a longtime member of the Grand Ole Opry, Mr. Ray Pillow.
Tracy, you know what? Trying to think back over the years, and even though I don't feel as old as I am, it's been a lot of years, and trying to come up with a favorite story is really hard to do, but a moment ago when I came in here for this interview, I told you I had to run back out for a minute. I went back to my dressing room, and my wife was sitting there, and I said, man, they want me to talk about a favorite Christmas story. And I said, I don't know what should I talk about? She said, why don't you talk about the big Santa Claus? And I said, oh, okay. I thought about it. This goes back to the late 60s. I had a really good friend I had met on the road down in and around Orlando. Eustis, Florida was where he was from. His name was Gordon Baker. I don't know whether I haven't heard from him in years, and I don't know whether the man's still alive or not. But he was a good friend at the time, and he worked for a dealership, a car dealership, and I guess that's how I met him at one of the shows that they were putting on and so forth. But anyway, one of their things that they were giving away that year were these big Santa Clauses, and these Santa Clauses were about 5 foot high. And nobody in those days ever had, you never saw anything like
that.
Today, that's no big deal, but back in those days, that was a huge Santa Claus. Well, I got them to give me one of those Santa Clauses, and all the way back home, I set him up in the front seat beside me with his foot up on the dashboard, and this was in the, I'm sure this was in the middle of the summer, you know, and all the way home, I'm going around cars, and they're looking over and seeing this huge Santa Claus sitting up in the front seat. Well, I took that Santa Claus home, and I hid him, and on Christmas, my children were very small in those days, and this, as I said, this was in, this had to be about 1964 or 5. And so Christmas Eve night, after the kids went to bed, we went, and I don't remember even where I had this Santa Claus, but now I pulled it out, and I right at the hallway where they would have to come out of the door, I set this Santa Claus up in a chair. And I mean, this Santa Claus was as big as some people. This Santa Claus was bigger than Jimmy Dickens, I can tell you that right now. So the next morning, we got up early and went in the dining room there in the kitchen where we had the Christmas tree. And so I told John, I said, my wife, I said, I'm going to get the camera. You go get the kids up. Well, she got the kids up, and, of course, she shut the door as she went in so that when they opened the door, the first thing they would see was big Santa Claus sitting there. Well, they got up, and my intention was to take a picture of their eyes as they saw the Santa Claus, and she got them all three there together, and they opened the door, and as soon as they saw the Santa Claus, before I could get the camera to go off, they shut the door and went back to their bedroom. They thought they'd gotten up too early.
Early?
But that was a precious moment, you know, that and she had to tell them, so, no, you can go back in there. He's already gone, but he left this for you. So that was a real special moment.
Houses up and down the street sparkle in the night, and in the distance you can hear the sounds of silent night. Carefree children laugh and sing all across the land. The world is of one spirit, it's Christmas once again. And Jesus is the reason for it all. Peace on earth without him would be no peace at all. How alone and cold the world would be without believing that Jesus is the reason for the season. Downtown wound round corners, shoppers hurry by. Carolers sing, deck the halls, the streets are snowy white. Sidewalk Santas smile at children as they pass him by. A lonely bell reminds us of the child born on this night. And Jesus is the reason for it all. Peace on earth without him would be no peace at all. How alone and cold the world would be without believing that Jesus is the reason for the season. Peace falls on a world that's filled with happiness, but it won't mean a thing if we forget that Jesus is the reason for it all. Peace on earth without him would be no peace at all. How alone and cold the world would be without believing that Jesus is the reason for the season. Jesus is the reason for the season.
Oh, a great song for you from Mr. Tommy Cash. Oh, yeah. Jesus is the reason for the season. And before that, we heard a story from our friend Ray Pillow concerning one of his favorite Christmas memories. And we're going to be featuring different Christmas memories from some of the members of the Grand Ole Opry and some of our friends in the country music business throughout tonight on the special edition of our Hillbilly Hits radio show. Speaking of Gene Autry earlier in the program, Gene Autry wrote this song, and the great Hank Snow recorded it. This is called Nestor.
Everyone knows about Rudolph, our fleet-footed friend from the north, who lights Santa's way through the darkness as he drives his sleigh back and forth. But there's someone else we should mention if we want the whole story told. He carried the first gift of Christmas, more precious than diamonds or gold.
Nestor was a donkey who seldom laughed or played. There's no one ever used him in the stable where he stayed. All the camels teased him and the other donkeys too. They said, look at little Nestor, there's nothing he can do. Look at little Nestor, he's got ears that drag the ground. They whispered as they mocked him, but he heard every sound. Nestor's heart was broken and his eyes were full of tears. If only there was something he could do about his ears. One dark night, two strangers gave Nestor a surprise. They chose him from all others, for they loved his gentle eyes. The man was called Joseph, and Mary was his bride. She needed help to Bethlehem, and Nestor's back to ride. They traveled through the desert, but hadn't gone too far, when winter clouds no longer let them see the guiding star. But Nestor had a secret, only he could hear the sound, as the angels gave directions to the ears that rang the ground. Look at little Nestor, he's got ears that drag the ground. They whispered as they mocked him, but he heard every sound. Nestor's heart was broken and his eyes were full of tears. If only there was something he could do about his ears. And so it was that Nestor found the manger where they stayed, where kings and wise men bowed before a baby where he lay. Mary bore our Savior and Nestor brought them there, a gift of love from God above for all the world to share. Though Rudolph, I just love you, I know you'd want it said. Nestor's ears are lovely as a reindeer's nose is red. So children, if you're happy when you trim your Christmas tree, you might thank a little donkey whose ears hang to his knee. Look at little Nestor, he's got ears that drag the ground. They shouted as they praised him, and his friends all gathered round. Nestor's heart grew happy, and his eyes held no more tears. Now all the world knows Nestor for his laughter and his ears.
Yeah, little Nestor. There's one from the singing ranger, Hank Snow, for you tonight. You know, Hank. Hank was also the writer on several different Christmas songs, and we'll play, I'm sure, another one or two by Hank Snow before the evening is over. We're going to take a break and hear a word from some of our sponsors tonight on our Hillbilly Hits radio show, and we'll be right back after these important messages, especially for you with a special edition of our Hillbilly Hits radio program. We're calling this a Hillbilly Christmas.
Holly in the window, home for the window, can't fall for honor, Christmas time to come.
Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy, the old, don't hear them singing, when it's snowing I'll be going back to my country home.
Christmas time to come, Christmas time to come, Christmas time to come, and I know I'm going home.
Hear them bells ringing, ringing, joy, the old, don't hear them singing, when it's snowing I'll be going back to my country home.
Christmas time to coming, Christmas time to coming, Christmas time to coming, and I know I'm going home.
Oh,
snowflakes a-fallin', my old home to callin', tall pine to hummin', Christmas time to comin'.
Can't you hear them bells ringin', ringin', Georgia? Oh, don't you hear them singin'? When it's snowin', I'll be goin' back to my country home. Christmas time to comin', Christmas time to comin', Christmas time to comin', and I know I'm goin' home.
All Christmas Time's a-comin'. What a great song, of course, from none other than Ralph Stanley, also a member of the Grand Ole Opry. Kind of interesting, Ralph just recently joined the Opry in the last few years, and he was never a member before that particular time. And he's singing a song that the father of bluegrass music, Bill Monroe, made popular, called Christmas Time's a-comin'. Tex Logan wrote that song, and it became a big, big hit for Bill Monroe. Kind of a staple around the bluegrass industry at Christmas time. It's called Christmas Time's a-comin'. You're listening to the Hillbilly Hits radio program, a special edition of our Hillbilly Christmas tonight. Not taking any requests tonight. We're just playing some of our favorite Christmas songs, and I hope that we come across one that you may enjoy very much. And let me say that I hope that you and your family have the very finest Christmas ever.
Hi, this is Brenda Lee, and you're listening to Tracy on KNEL in Brady, Texas.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Santa Claus and popcorn, jingle bells and reindeer horns, Christmas trees and mistletoe, Jesus loves me, this I know. Carolers singing silent night, Crosby dreams a Christmas white. We celebrate 'cause a king was born, with Santa Claus and popcorn. Children dancing around the breeze, sleigh bells ringing merrily, snowballs flying through the air. Happiness is everywhere. Carolers singing silent night. Crosby dreams a Christmas white. We celebrate 'cause a king was born. With Santa Claus and popcorn.
Santa Claus and popcorn, jingle bells and reindeer horns, Christmas trees and mistletoe.
Jesus loves me, this I know. Carolers singing silent night. Crosby dreams a Christmas white. We celebrate 'cause a king was born. With Santa Claus and popcorn.
Santa Claus and popcorn, jingle bells and reindeer horns, Christmas trees and mistletoe.
Jesus loves me, this I know. Carolers singing silent night.
Oh yeah, Merle Haggard for you tonight with his special Christmas song that's called Santa Claus and Popcorn. Here's Tammy Wynette with one of those good, uplifting, positive songs called One Happy Christmas on the Hillbilly Hits radio program going back to 1970.
I heard the doorbell ringing as the clock was striking three. I thought, can that be Santa Claus since this is Christmas Eve? I hurried to the door to find out what was going on. And there you stood, smiling, telling me that you'd come home. It's gonna be
one happy Christmas. Christmas,
you and me and all the children gathered around the tree. It's gonna be
one happy Christmas,
one happy Christmas. Old Santa did remember 'cause he brought you home to me. Let's not wake the children since they've finally gone to sleep. They've been listening all night long for sounds of reindeer feet. They'll ask 100 questions soon as they jump out of bed. I know they'll ask you if old Santa brought you in his sled. It's gonna be
one happy Christmas, one happy Christmas.
Yes, he did. Santa did remember on the Hillbilly Hits radio program. There's Miss Tammy Wynette. Hey, don't forget to check out our website at www.hillbillyhits.com. That's www.hillbillyhits.com. Here's the great Stu Phillips with The Night Before Jesus.
The night before Jesus came, and all through the house, not a creature was praying, not one. Their Bibles were laying on the shelf without care, not thinking that Jesus just might come there. The children were dressing to get into bed, not once ever kneeling or bowing their head. Mom in her rocker with baby on her lap was watching TV while I took a nap. When out of the east there rose such a clatter, I sprang to my feet to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. what to my wondering eye should appear but angels proclaiming that Jesus was here. With a light like the sun sending forth a bright ray, I knew in a moment this must be the day. The light of his face made me cover my head. It was Jesus returning, just as he said. And though I possessed worldly wisdom and wealth, I cried when I saw him, in spite of myself. In the book of life which he held in his hand, listed the name of every saved man. He spoke not a word as he searched for my name. When he said, "It's not here," I was ashamed. All people whose names were written with love, he gathered to take to his Father above. With those who were ready, he rose without a sound, while all the rest were left standing around. Then he looked right at me and said, "It's never too late. On this Christmas day, you conceal your own fate." I stood and cried as they rose out of sight. If only I had been ready tonight. In the words of this poem, the meaning is clear. The coming of Jesus is drawing near. There's only one life, and when comes the last call, we'll find that the Bible was true after all.
Mr. and Mrs. Snowman, happy as can be. Though they know they'll have to go, here's something that they told me. We pray for snow clouds in the sky to let the snowflakes fall. Though we'll be leaving by and by, we want a little snowman most of all. Today I looked out my window, it filled me with delight. Now there's a little snowman, 'cause it snowed again last night. The snow and sleet make so complete their little family. Though their hearts are made of ice, I'll bet they're really warm. The chunks of coal they have for eyes twinkle in the winter storm. When the sun comes shining through, they won't like that at all. But I'll bet they'll smile and say, "We'll be back together when the snowflakes fall." Mr. and Mrs. Snowman, you're such a happy sight. I'm so glad to see you there together on Christmas night. Mr. and Mrs. Snowman, together on Christmas night.
That's called Mr. and Mrs. Snowman there from Hank Thompson and all the Brazos Valley Boys tonight, a big song that he had out. We're just so delighted to have you with us tonight on the Hits Radio Show. We're going to take a little break and be back with more great Christmas music. And we're mentioning to you one more time, we're not taking any requests tonight on the program. We're just playing a whole variety of great Christmas classics tonight on the Hits Radio Show, a special edition of our radio show called A Hillbilly Christmas right here on 95.3 KNEL. Tracy Pick, and I hope that you enjoy tonight's program. We'll be right back after these important messages.
We spent so many Christmases together. And our love filled them all with Christmas cheer. But now I'm spending Christmas without you. So who's gonna be your Santa Claus this year? Who's gonna put those gifts beneath your Christmas tree? And who's gonna pay the bills for your Christmas shopping spree? And on this Christmas Eve, who's gonna hug you close and near? Who's gonna be your Santa Claus this year? Sit beside the fire together and wait for the dawn of Christmas to appear. But on this Christmas Eve I'll have to wonder, who's gonna be your Santa Claus this year? Who's gonna put those gifts beneath your Christmas tree? And who's gonna pay the bill for your Christmas shopping spree? And on this Christmas Eve, who's gonna hug you close and near? Honey, who's gonna be your Santa Claus this year?
Honey, who's going to be your Santa Claus this year? There's E.T. and all the Texas Troubadours. E.T. had one of the biggest selling Christmas songs ever in the country music field with Blue Christmas. His version of Blue Christmas was one of the top rated country Christmas songs ever. And we'll play that one before the night's over, too. Here's one right now from Ferlin Husky. And you better watch out, because I think Santa Claus is coming to town.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making the list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Ooh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. All the girls and boys in Joyland will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toy land all around the Christmas tree. Ooh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa Claus is coming to town. There's one from Ferlin Husky. Buck Owens and all the Buckaroos up next with some Blue Christmas
Excuse
lights.
Excuse me, miss, but do you have any blue Christmas lights for my Christmas tree? I want some blue Christmas lights just as blue as me. The one I love has set me free, but I've still got her memory. Give me blue Christmas lights for my Christmas tree. Pardon me,
But do you have any
blue Christmas lights? Blue they've gotta be. Blue Christmas lights, for that's how you left me. Although, sweetheart, you're far away, I'll kiss your picture Christmas Day under blue Christmas lights on my Christmas tree. Give me blue Christmas lights for my Christmas tree. I'll have a blue Christmas, 'cause you're not here with me.
Oh yeah. There's one from Buck Owens and all the Buckaroos. Hey, stay tuned for more great Christmas classics coming up next on the Hillbilly Hits Radio Show. Here's Joe Paul Nichols and Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. When I was a seeker, I thought both night and day. I asked my Lord to help me, and He taught me how to pray. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. That Jesus Christ was born. The Lord sent down an angel, that bright and glorious morn. Go tell it on the mountain. Go tell it on the mountain. Go.
Come. They told me, pa-rum-pa-bum-pum,
rum-pum-pum, rum.
A newborn king to see, pa-rum-pa-bum-pum,
rum-pum-pum, rum.
Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pa-bum-pum,
rum-pum-pum,
to lay before the king, rum-pa-bum-pum, rum-pa-bum-pum, rum-pa-bum-pum. So to honor him, rum-pa-bum-pum, when we come, little baby, pa-rum-pa-bum-pum, I am a poor boy too, pa-rum-pa-bum-pum, I have no gift to bring, pa-rum-pa-bum-pum, that
that's fit to give our king a rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum. Shall I play for you, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum? Oh, my drum. Very naughty, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Ox and lamb kept time, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. I played my drum for him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. I played my best for him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. Smiled at me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Me and my drum.
A little drummer boy there for you from Sonny James. We're going to get Roy Rogers and Dale Evans up next here on the Hillbilly Christmas.
Hi, Merry Christmas! Good to see you!
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's the happiest season of all.
Happiest season of all.
With those holiday greetings, gay happy meetings, when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. And caroling out in the snow.
There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories
of Christmases long, long ago.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Most wonderful day of all.
There'll be much mistletoeing and the hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near.
It's the most wonderful time. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, caroling out in the snow.
There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
The most wonderful day.
There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near.
It's the most wonderful time, the best time of the cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's Christmas time, blissful time. It's Christmas time again. The shepherds and the wise men came from afar. To Bethlehem they hastened, led by a star. Angels brought the news, the Savior is born. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Baby in a manger, star in the sky,
time, blissful time. It's Christmas time again. Snowflakes are falling, hills and meadows are white. Angels bring good tidings on this holy night.
Baby in a manger, star in the sky, joy in our hearts, tears in our eyes. It's Christmas time, blissful time. It's Christmas time again. It's Christmas time, it's blissful time.
Snowflakes are falling, hills and meadows are white. Angels bring good tidings on this holy night.
Baby in a manger, star in the sky, joy in our hearts, tears in our eyes.
It's Christmas time, blissful time. It's Christmas time again.
Well, it's Christmas time. That's by Charlie and Ira, the Lubin Brothers, who've had so many great hits in the country music business and also got some good Christmas songs, including that one called It's Christmas Time. You're listening to KNEL FM 95.3 in Brady, Texas. My name is Tracy Pitcox, and we're delighted to have you with us on this very special edition of our Hillbilly Hits radio program as we celebrate some of the great classic Christmas songs from the great classic country music artists tonight. We're not taking any telephone calls or any requests tonight. We're just playing some of the great Christmas songs, and we'll be here throughout the night doing that.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.